Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the Complex Sneakers Podcast. I am joined by my co-host to my right, Matt Welty.
Hey, how everyone's doing?
And to my left, Brendan Dunn.
I'm here. I'm in the building. We're here recording yes. on a day off. This is a holiday. Yep. I think they'll hear this a little bit later, but we're here on a holiday. Yep. Nobody's in the office. I'm here. Welty's here.
Yeah.
Joe's here.
Sergio's here.
Sergio's in the building. Our producer Shiva is here.
Shiva's here.
Intern Dave Matthews is not here.
Dave Matthews said it's a holiday, so I'm staying home.
But listen.
He went to see Parasite today. I've been texting him nonstop. Oh, I just got out of Parasite. I think I may need a shrink after it. I said, listen, just answer my text with the tasks. I don't care.
It'll be all right.
Yeah. Parasite already cleaned up at the Oscars. You're a little late, bro.
Did you see Parasite, Welty?
No, I heard it's good, though.
Amazing. It's an incredible
movie. Wait, you didn't ask me the question.
So the question is, me being here on a holiday, working my ass off, this isn't a short day for me. We shot a full-size run episode. I've been here all day. Mm-hmm. Welty can attest.
Get the violins out.
Actually, you were out of the office for quite a bit of the day running
snitching.
Tasks.
We can talk about those tasks.
Dry snitching, but go ahead.
But can I use the corporate Lyft to get a car home because I'm here on a holiday?
What time? Is it during traffic?
You
could do an Uber pool.
from Jersey to Brooklyn and Uber, back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot he's
how does that? How does that work?
See, here's the thing. Really? I was thinking about that, but the subway is just so much better.
I have a big bag with me.
Yeah. Well, you could do it. Yeah, you could do it. You could do it.
Because you were out.
Where do you live?
In Brooklyn.
Estimate it. And you're not getting an Uber XL or an Uber Black. You're
regular,
getting a
regular Uber. Not
Corolla.
A
Corolla. Let me tell you, here's a story.
Can you go on record okaying that for when HR listens to this?
Yeah, even if I had to Venmo, it's fine.
Okay.
Listen, I was in St.
The report's going to clear?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I was in Chicago. I was at St. Alfred.
All-Star Weekend?
At All-Star Weekend, yeah. To that point, I get out of the store. I had to go right to the airport. There's a big line of kids waiting in line for a release. I'm not sure what it was.
Mm-hmm.
The first time...
Fear of gods, I think.
Okay, the first time I didn't get like a Uber XL or like a Uber Black... And I have like a superstition after shoots. I'm usually happy, like whatever. I'll spend the extra money. I was like, but you know what? I'm just going to get like a regular Uber X. They all like some of them hop out of line, like take pictures, you know, like I meet them, blah, blah, blah. Like a 2003 Pepsi Blue Toyota Corolla pulls up. Bro, I almost told him,
yo,
circle around.
You had to roll the window with your hand.
Hey, Joe. And I was like, listen, don't know what you're talking about.
I thought that cars, you know, had to be within like a 10-year span or whatever for to be a Uber driver.
It was a joke. I don't know if it was really a
2003. No, but it's funny. No, but it's funny, though, because sometimes you'll get a car and someone can't show up in like a 1995, you know, Chevy Altima and pick you up on Uber. But you get the car, you're like, did this just make the cutoff date or to get grandfathered in? Yeah. And you're like...
You know, no disrespect to a 2003 Toyota Corolla, but like in that setting, it was a little rough. Having said that, you could take a Datsun home today.
You were eating at Portillo's?
I was there for 18 hours. I had Al's beef, though.
How was it?
It's one of the best places to go.
Get it dipped?
Hold on. You don't even want to see.
How do you say Giardini?
The pizza
Giordano's?
Place, right?
Giordano's?
No, you get the pickled cucumber.
On the hot dog,
Giardina.
Right?
Hold on. Look at this sandwich.
You get it on the sandwich.
Look at this sandwich. Sausage and beef with... spicy peppers.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yep, yeah, beautiful. But I was only there for like 18 hours, so in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm excited about this one, though. Straight in front of me, my guy, family member at this point, and someone who I know that Complex in general has been lucky to work with, and me, myself, having you in the office, adding energy, and what you guys are doing on Full Size Run, so proud of you guys. A guy who, from afar, I've always watched throughout his career, my guy, Trinidad James, welcome.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Feeling good. Don't touch his knife.
Let the record show that our guest, to let motherfuckers know what time it is, he put a opened Supreme buck knife in the middle of the table.
Yep.
With a cup of whiskey. How are we doing?
Feeling good.
I feel so accomplished today.
Why?
Why is that?
Because we're shooting multiple things.
Yeah,
right.
There's not a lot of other work to distract me. I'm running errands.
Yep.
I went and bought the Ramoa bag. I'm about to go on vacation.
Where are you going? You never say where you're going on vacation. Do you want to give White Sandy Beach?
I can't say. Just when you see the IG photo, double tap.
Okay.
Leave me a comment.
Okay.
Get the engagement cracking, and that's all I ask for.
Half the time, travel with Brendan, and then we go through security or the whatever. And they're always like, "You've been to this country. What the fuck were you doing there?"
Should we tell a story briefly of me getting detained in Malaysia?
That happened for almost an hour, and I'm waiting there, and they thought that he had lost weight and didn't have a mustache.
I'm looking good. He's
in fighting shape.
Right? But since
the stash still muff heavy, but still.
So since the picture, which was a few years old, and they thought that he was someone actually in disguise trying to sneak into the country, and they had him in detaining.
I literally told him, "Google me." No lie.
Wow. They had me what a douchey minutes. Thing to say.
Joe, it was the only way out.
He loved it.
I needed to get into Malaysia. He loved every moment of it.
What came up?
They wanted my ID. They wanted this and that. They didn't believe it. I gave my driver's license. They didn't believe it was an ID, and they kept looking at the photo. They're like, "Yeah, we're not sure this is you." I literally said, "Okay."
Forget my ID, check my IG, do your research. We had flown 20 hours and I'm on the other end of the gate and I'm waiting there and I'm like, imagine we just flew 20 hours to Malaysia and then the person I'm traveling with is just like, "Peace, see you later, I'm not coming."
We made it into Malaysia, but this moment right here is not about me.
Yeah, definitely not, and it's already been a little too much about you too, so who cares?
Malaysia boys.
We have a guest and I want to kind of get more stories from you. We had the epic sneaker shopping Full Size Run crossover, and I think we talked about the foams and stuff like that. But I was reading a little bit today and I saw something that the Grape Fives in Atlanta was really one of your first shoes that you kind of looked at a Jordan shoe and a sneaker in general, and not that you fought to get it, but it was one that really signified you wanting to become a collector.
No, you're right, man. It's very interesting. The Grape Five helped me put sneakers into the perspective of more than just buying a shoe and getting the next one.
Mm-hmm.
We got a chance to talk to the Great Papoose. He spoke on the status that comes with having a new shoe is such a thing in communities or whatever. For a long time, it was just about, having the latest shoe.
Yep.
But the Grape Five, the pressure that it did take for me to get it, which it wasn't as drastic as, per se, camping out 5 days for Galaxy phone posits or
copper phones, too, right?
Copper's going crazy, having to do drastic shit.
Yeah.
It was just like, man, it just felt a different way. This is 05, 06, if I'm not mistaken, for this particular pair of fives I'm referring to. And it's just, I was like, you know what? No, I'm taking care of these shoes.
Yeah.
That's it,
But also full circle, too. The crazy part about that is you come from there from a kid in South Carolina, Atlanta, coming from Trinidad, not having much, and then getting the sneakers, and now where you, platinum rap star and all that, and then you get to work with Will Smith,
Now, that is full circle, right?
That's amazing.
That's a hell of a full circle.
Wow. Oh, I give you so much credit right now.
Hold on.
Because I was like, how did we get to Will Smith? But then I saw
Grape Five.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, but then, we'd explain what he's talking about.
The segue. Bow down.
So, first of all, that's why Welty is...
He's good.
Needs to be respected all the time.
Absolutely.
Because he fucking does his job.
Yep.
But yes, the full circle moment, and we're sitting at the circle table, which is awesome. So another reason why that shoe is so important, that's my high school colors.
Got it. Mm.
So, and our school, South Atlanta High School in Atlanta, was very well known for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the top schools for basketball in Atlanta. So
were you on the team?
Yeah, I played JV and varsity.
Nice.
But that shoe, that colorway, was just so crazy. And like, I remember seeing it, of course, with the Will Smith show back in the day, but it held more of a reality to me based off of my school. So
it was a Fresh Prince shoe for a lot of people, but for you, it was something like, more personal.
This is our South Atlanta. These are the Hornets right here. These are Hornet Fives right here because that was our school mascot, the Hornets. So now to be able to like just keep working in life, and then get around to the point where it's like, you want to go write music with Will Smith?
Wow.
I slept in the studio that night.
It's funny because they said that Kanye will fall asleep, and then if someone tries to leave the studio, I think in Noah's old Dark Twisted Fantasy, he'll fall asleep, and then if someone gets up to leave, he'll wake up right at, like, oh, where are you going? So,
and I slept in the studio that night, woke up, Will's people had came to the studio for another matter.
This is in L.A.?
This is in L.A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They came to the studio for another matter,
yeah.
And then they come in out of nowhere after I finished the record, like right when I finished the record. And, you know, we're just sitting there talking because it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for that, 20-minute conversation, them listening to the record, for them to be like, hey, man, you want to work with Will?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And if you want to work with Will, you got to get on the plane tomorrow in the morning or whatever and go to Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
And I was just like, yeah.
That's
I was like, yeah, you know, I had all type of things going on, but I was just like, you know what?
It's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, it is like, what's going on here? It's like, you know, I'm just going to roll this because it felt like, are you trying to play me? Like, what's going on? Like, you know, it's like, y'all know what type of guy I am. Like, I don't do the hype or clout chasing thing.
Yeah. Right.
And then so, boom, I did it. And it turned into a great relationship because I, you know, went and worked with him in Savannah, Georgia. And that allowed me to go work with him. You know, he gave me the invitation to come work with him again two more times. And I went to a place I can't think of right now. But
you got to work with Jaden too, like,
yeah,
as well. So
yeah,
it's
that,
like,
that opened me a relationship with the family.
And you turned it into a pair of sneakers, right? Because you have the fucking super duper rare gold fives.
Do you?
Yeah. He has the gold fives.
He wore my Complex Con.
Friends and family.
It was hectic. Wow.
Friends and family. So that, you know, so become, to get that friends
it's
and family.
It's crazy that a shoe, and listen, the sleeping in the studio is a big part of it and your work ethic and things like that. But it's crazy that, and what I'm realizing more and more as I've been having conversations lately on the show, how everything could tie back to a shoe, how people's confidence, a kid's confidence could tie back to a shoe.
Amen.
And how we always, I think all of us in this room and people who get sneakers really kind of try to put it out like, this isn't just a cool sneaker. There's always stories behind them, and there's always layers to where the entry point may be the sneaker that you're wearing on feet, but the sentimental value and things like that. And that's a perfect story for it.
Yeah, and you were saying before, you know, we were having a conversation, whereas, you know, you've met all these big celebrities, you know, in your time, because you're not just into music, you know, you've done the acting, Uncut Gems, all that.
You, thank you.
Lived in LA, yep, and all that. But you said when you met Will Smith, you were like, I can meet anyone now and not feel, you know, starstruck because I met Will Smith. Like,
yes,
that's like the top echelon of, yes, like,
you know, you wake up in the studio, you do a song, and then like somebody's like, hey, you ready to go work with Will? And you know, you go pull up on him and he's doing 17 million things.
Crazy.
That's literally the day that he was talking to the guy in space.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys remember that, but like
that.
Last year, or it's recent, like last year, the year before last, he was having a like a FaceTime call or something with a guy.
With an astronaut or whatever.
It's
just his regular life.
Yeah, so imagine me walking into that. He's doing that,
yeah,
working on the movie that's out now. I could talk about it now, where he's playing against himself.
Yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah,
movie, he was working on that. And then they built a studio in the garage of the mansion that they rented out to work on music with me.
That's,
or whatever. I was just like,
hectic. How do you have that kind of,
he's also
energy,
dressed up like a genie to be in a,
well, those guys,
and all
like
this
him
shit,
and The Rock, that's why they are where they are. Those
exactly, nonstop. And that's why I don't complain. You,
yeah,
know, I try my best not to complain about anything because there's somebody out here working harder than us.
Yeah. Trinidad, I want to go back to like a young you. I know the Great Five was the first one that was super important, but were there sneakers you really wanted before then or ones you missed out on before then?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, a person like myself, bro, I didn't really get jiggy in the sneakers, bro, until what? I was truly like 17 or 18,
mm-hmm,
you know, so.
You were watching it happen?
You know, like 13, 14, 15. Well, 14, 15 is when I started making my own money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I could buy my own shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I still wasn't getting the craziness. Like, I still wasn't going for the Jordans. I still was like, oh, my first paycheck, I buy white Converse weapons.
Okay.
Really?
You know, that's the first shoe I bought my own paycheck.
Why
to
those?
Me, it was just so classic at the time. I was a vintage type of guy.
Mm-hmm. Something easy to wear. Like, shit.
Yeah.
You know, I bought a Magic Johnson, Michigan State throwback jersey and white Converse weapons. I was like, that's how I'm coming.
Yeah.
Mm. I would have Dan white Air Force One highs.
Yep.
Like, those were the shoes that I was spending my own money on. Huh?
No, mids.
The high highs.
Highs. Right. He specifically high, said
I know,
highs.
I know. I just want to know if Atlanta cares about the whole mid thing.
Mids matter, but all mids were the color. You know, mids definitely had its time, and I actually like, I have a special attachment to mids, like cool color blockings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me personally. But highs. Okay. At the time that we're talking about, 14, 15, 16, highs.
And you said you were like into the whole, not into it, but got caught up in the whole like fake sneaker, you know, game, like early on, like in the South, like. You know, we always reference it like DaBaby's episode of Sneaker Shop where he talks about.
I was Sneaker Man.
The Shoe Man?
You were the Sneaker
Man. I became Sneaker Man.
So talk about that.
Right. So Sneaker Man, right? Shoe Plug Man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
DaBaby said, you know, Shoe Man. Yeah.
Right. Shoe Man. So like, I became a young dad when I left Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a big difference for me, man. I came from going to all black school when I went to South Carolina to all white school, all white neighborhood. Or whatever, and I was like, man, this is so different. Coming up in Atlanta, at the time when I was coming up in Atlanta, mm-hmm. I feel like I never even seen white people in Atlanta, like at all. We had one white kid that went to our school.
What was his name?
I don't remember his name. He had long hair, wore glasses.
Tyler.
He had braces or whatever, like a chubby kid. He looked like he played in a rock band. You know, but he wore black Air Force Ones every day.
No.
Can't trust him.
Every day.
Can't trust him.
That was his shoe, man.
He was running the whole scene behind the...
Shorts, when it was cold, he wore shorts and a jacket.
That's white people culture.
Tyler was wearing the black Air Force Ones?
Black Air Force One Tyler, man.
Okay, so you left Atlanta.
So when I left Atlanta, man, I went to South Carolina. You know, it was a culture shock for me, but I adapted. And so ninth grade, you know, I went back and forth to high school every year. So ninth grade I did in South Carolina, 10th grade I did in Atlanta,
okay.
11th grade I did in South Carolina, 12th grade I did in Atlanta. And so by the time I got to, before 11th grade started, I went back to Carolina. And when I went back to Carolina, that's when I met Sneaker Man, the real Sneaker Man. He had an Acura Legend at the flea market.
Wow.
I'm sitting on 20s.
Okay.
He might have been 19s. And, you know, it was a beautiful car. And he was just so cool. Like, he'd pop his trunk and he had heat.
Explain.
And I mean, when I said
Air Force Ones in different colors.
Well, I was a Jordan. It was Jordan. So, and it was for me, you know, I always had taste, even with the fakes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? The B grades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just imagine Jordan 10s.
Right.
But like how white, black, and gray 10s, how steel 10s would look.
Yeah.
Just imagine steel 10s, but like the black and white piping going down was yellow and blue. It looked like a normal colorway.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like a PE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't like the wild shit. Like, I wasn't into like, oh, the see-through Jordan 6s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had taste even then.
And what were people saying when you were wearing them? Probably no one was judging heavy, right?
And so me, I started buying it for me. I was just like, oh, because I was.
Did you know they were fake?
No, I didn't know.
So people who don't understand this is somebody out of the trunk of a car selling fake sneakers.
Correct.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, it was kind of like, we were poor, bro.
Yeah.
Right. So honestly, you just wanted to be flyed by any means.
Mm.
So it got to a point where it's more kids with less money than kids with money.
Yeah.
When it came to being fresh, it's like, bro, it don't even matter.
Yeah.
It's just like, what's
fresh?
You don't
have time to think about.
Yeah, it's like nobody's like really pressing you.
It's not like how it is now.
Yeah, like now.
You get roasted
on poor,
Instagram.
Rich, like, don't wear no fake shoes. You're going to get your ass handed to you.
Yeah.
You're dead. You know what I'm saying? It's a shame, but that's what it is. Or whatever. With us, bro, like, we're all poor, so it's like, you got a pair of white Air Force Ones that probably your brother and your sister wear it if y'all all wear the same size.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep them clean and shit like that. Somebody had the Jordans. It was always the kid who had everything. Of course, it's always going to have a kid who had everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't that kid, and all my friends weren't those kids either. So those type of things, like, they, like I said, my style was always, I was always trying to do something different.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, how can I one-up everybody at this school?
Different.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was that. And so for me, buying with him, right, consistent, like every little week, I come and get something. Boom, boom, boom. I remember I got like black and white, black and red fours. Thought I was the shit.
All fake.
You know what I'm saying? Just fake as shit. And then one day he was like, hey, man, you keep coming over here, spending money with me. Sometimes you don't have all the money or whatever. I still give it to you because you're a cool kid. He was like, hey, man, you need to stop buying these and start selling these.
Okay.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what you mean? Like, what? How?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, look, I give you 10 pairs. If you sell 8, you can keep 2.
Hustler.
And then out of the eight that you sell, you got to bring me back this and you can keep the rest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All that, because he just, he was like, the reason why you gave me two, he was like, I don't think you can sell it. Because I love being fly so much.
Yeah.
He was like, you going to wear them.
Yeah.
You keep them. I know you are.
Yep.
High on your own supply.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That guy or whatever, because, you know, I'm addicted to. Mm-hmm. I was coming to him like a crackhead, like every week to like get some drip.
Yeah.
Right? Man, he gave me those first 10.
What'd you do with them? Sell them or kept them?
Man, boy, I sold the shit out of those first 10.
How? Where?
I mean, a couple at school.
Yeah.
Then I went to the hood or whatever, sold to a couple people. Then I had some white friends. Or whatever, who like they were just, you know, they really was cool with me and like they loved everything that I wore.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So when I gave them opportunity to wear something crazy like me, they was like, boy, yes.
Once they could get like you, then
yeah, it was like, oh, because it was like, oh, yeah. Hell yeah. If you wear it, I'm going to wear it. That type of thing, right? And so what really got us to a good point is when I left South Carolina, because we stayed cool all the way through 11th grade. Me and Sneaker Man.
Gotcha. The guy who had the plug for the fake shoes.
Is he still in your phone? Could you hit up Sneaker Man if you wanted to?
No, I probably won't even.
He's into real estate now.
That's right. That's a great transition. All those guys went into real estate. I love that. I love that so much. But yeah, man. So when I went to Atlanta, how we end up falling out, it's two things. So I definitely could hit him up because we end up falling out.
Yeah.
When I went to Atlanta, he was sending me shoes now to sell in Atlanta, because when I went back to high school, in Atlanta, people was like, whoa.
Yeah. You got a much bigger market.
Who are you? Who is this, the same kid from 10th grade?
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, in 10th grade, bro, I wore the same thing almost every day, bro. I was, you know, I was poor. I didn't have nothing to, I couldn't be fly. Like, I had white tee Levi's and Air Force Ones or white Reeboks. You know what I'm saying? I wore that every day. Every day. Like, I couldn't be flyer than nobody because I ain't had nothing to be fly with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, when I came back 12th grade, it was different because it was like I had, of course, my white, all whites, this, that, boom, 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 or whatever. Then I had him coming with the, you know what I'm saying? So I waited after like the first quarter of the year, like coming into like the second quarter of the school semester, or whatever, like bang, bang, bang.
Never before seen.
You know what I'm saying? Then I started doing the custom tees to go with him or whatever. People was like, damn, what the fuck, right?
Yep.
And I remember one kid, and he ended up winning Best Dress. When I think of it now, at the time, when he won it, I was like, it's how? It's nobody fired at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then now, I thought about something he said to me a long time ago. He was like, bro, this shit can't compare to what I got. It ain't real.
Was that the first moment you realized these
I didn't think none of it because everybody else was like, bro, why you hating on him for?
Oh.
Because I was that fly.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Man, he had on Bally when we were in high school.
Classic.
Like Bally cardigan and shoes to match.
Yeah.
In high school. 100 years
level.
Ago, dude.
A different level.
That's what I'm saying. It's like nobody could even be at that level, so nobody cared.
Yeah.
So it's like you have on the best shit on earth, but all my friends are people like associates and stuff like that. They don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
These goddamn black and lime green tens that he got on with the shirt that says, don't watch me watch TV.
Yeesh.
Or whatever, with the picture of the shoes on the back.
But it's funny because, like, you know, knowing you over the time now where we all joke around, like, worst take shoes and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, there's like these ugly ass fake shoes. And I always joke around, Trinidad, can you drip this? And you go, I can drip every fucking thing, man. Like,
'cause I did.
But true. But now it's starting to like kind of come full circle. It makes sense because you're saying that you were dripping these fake shoes back in the day. So if you were to even throw on these fake sneakers that we have on the show or ugly ass sneakers, you're in your mind, you're like, I can still figure out a way to freak this.
It's a mindset.
Yeah.
The mindset that you create when you want to be fly and you're poor.
Yeah.
It's almost like being in a concentration camp for like 5 years, and then somebody, like, I don't know, you have to come out here in the regular world and somebody, I don't know, trap you in a house or it's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I've been in a concentration camp for 5 years, bro. Yeah. You can't faze me. Like, I've been down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It doesn't even matter anymore. I've seen zero, negative, below zero, you know what I'm saying? Like, the worst.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Cool.
We got to get back because I want to know how you and Sneaker Man fell out.
So, boom.
The fake shoe plug.
Atlanta. So, bam.
He was sending you.
Now, second semester, I'm hitting the ass with the shoes or whatever. So, I hit him. I'm like, hey, bro, boom, 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 boom. So, now, you know, certain people's like, bro, what's up, man? In Atlanta.
Yeah.
Sell me some shoes. I was like, all right, bet. So, I hit Sneaker Man. I was like, bro, send me a pack. I wasn't good with stacking my money. I wasn't good with saving my money. So, all my profit, I would just buy more shoes.
Yeah.
So I wasn't saving nothing.
Yeah.
So how we end up falling out is that I sent him money for shoes for this kid named Titus White. He was like, man, bro, send me some shoes. So I remember white, black. It was the crazy. It was an 8, a Jordan 8
okay.
that I had. Or whatever, fake as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, bro, these are the hardest shoes. Like, everybody was like, bro, what the fuck? Mm. And he was like, bro, I will buy them, bro. I'll give you double. How we ended up getting beef is I started hitting him up to send shoes. And I sent the money first. Because I was like, you know what? When he started off, he gave me shoes first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or whatever. And he trusted me to come back with the bread, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And when we parted ways and I came to Atlanta, it was a couple times where I was a little short. Just, you know, being young and dumb. I was like, all right, cool. I'll send you the money first. Man, he didn't send me the shoes for a long ass time, bro. Mm. And then I'll tell him to, like, you know, send me some heat. Just send me some heat at this point in time.
Anything.
Or whatever. And then, like, the schedule was really, really bad. And then I just got to a point where I was like, bro, I don't even feel like I need to pay you. Because now you, like, just trying me.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know. And he, you know, barked at me, blah, 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 blah. Or whatever. And I was just like, bro, you know what? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? And we left it at that. And then around that time, also, this was, like, getting to closer to the ending of, what is it, my senior year of high school. I think it kind of clicked in and registered, like, these not it.
This is fake. Everything this is not, everything has been
fake. I'm better than this.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because I started really understanding what streetwear meant.
Okay. Yes.
And you couldn't wear real LRG with fake shoes. It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It just, you know what I'm saying? Like the way that the denim hit, it like, because I was being fortunate enough to now like spend my money on clothes. Mm-hmm. Like I was getting into clothes heavily. And so I left it alone. And that is how my
the,
sneaker
the
man
saga
started.
Of Sneaker Man. Anybody it's listening, not. Again, Sneaker Man is not the guy's name. It's just a
yeah,
title.
That's
name,
but yeah, I did it. I definitely did Sneaker Man.
Sneaker Man.
Oh, and I got robbed. That's why I stopped in South Carolina.
You can't just throw that in.
I'm sorry.
End.
That's why I stopped in South Carolina and I went back to, when I went to Atlanta, that's why, remember I told we hadn't talked?
They robbed you for the shoes?
They robbed us for all of the jerseys and shoes. I started getting jerseys from them too.
With guns or?
Did they pull out guns? No, dude. 10 guys got out of 2 cars one day. We met them in the mall. And the mall was weird in South Carolina. We met them at Columbia Mall. That was the name of the mall. And they was like, yo, come to our neighborhood and sell us some stuff. Because if you sold inside the mall, they'll arrest you.
Okay.
Because it's kind of illegal.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would, you know, we're selling stuff out of our trunk.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's counterfeit goods and all that stuff.
I put the dude, the second captain of the basketball team, he's out here selling stuff for me. I put him on because he wanted to make money. I was getting bread.
Dog. He's a lieutenant. In
he was just
capo.
Like, bro.
He made him a capo.
Hey, he was like, bro, put me on, bro. Yeah. I was like, all right. Come on. Yeah. And I put him up because he had a car. Okay. I didn't have a car. I was like, all right. I was like, you drive me around, I'll show you how to do this shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, boom, he'll go with me everywhere. We'll go to the mall. We'll go everywhere. Everywhere I knew people would be at, they'd buy clothes.
Yeah.
And so we went to the mall one day in the daytime.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And these two guys, there was just two of them at the time, you know, they was like interested. Yo, what's up? They're like, come to our neighborhood. And so, boom, we followed them there. And then next thing you know, a car whip up behind us.
Set up.
Or whatever, set up or whatever, and literally 10 guys get out.
No. Damn.
We had our trunk open. They took all the stuff, got back in the car, and it was just like one of those moments where I was just like, man, you know, I felt bad because, you know, my basketball career, you know, I love basketball, but I knew I wasn't going to be in the NBA, but he could have been in the NBA, for real. So I just felt like, damn, I could have got him killed because his attitude was different from mine. I always had a calm attitude.
Yes.
I would have, so I didn't, you know, I was just like, damn, they got us. That's what I said in my head.
Yeah.
I know I had no gun or anything on me. It's 10 grown-ass men. Yeah. We're high schoolers.
Not he's, but he's that. Wanting to, like, go
but
fight.
Yeah, he's mad. He's mad. Oh. And he was bigger than me because, you know, he was like a Ford.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he was mad, very genuinely mad. And it would have killed him.
Roid rage.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Right? And so that right there, his mom, he went and told his mom about it. His mom was a big helper of me. I used to stay with them when I got kicked out of my dad's house and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, like, she was like my second mom because my parents had split. So, like, she was super disappointed in me. I was a little, like, why you gonna tell your mom for, bro?
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just
you
like,
were in a bad situation.
I was in a bad space when it came to selling stuff. And then, mind you, I didn't make the profit or I didn't make any money to give back to the
Sneaker Man.
Yep. So he was just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, what you want me to do, bro? I got robbed. Right. Or whatever. And he cut me off. That's how it ended.
So fast forward a little bit when the career is taking off and you're getting famous and then you went copping heavy.
Yes.
Did you, from basically from the Shoe Man, Sneaker Man, time to when you were starting your career and getting, you know, hit singles and things like that? Were you copping in between steadily, or you picked it back up when you were getting this success?
Nah, I was in it, man. Like, yeah, you know, because, you know, Galaxy Phone Pods is just before, before I ever wrote a bar.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't do
when
anything.
When did All Gold come out, 2013?
October 17th, 2012.
Oh. Okay.
That's when it
so not that long dropped. After, because the Foams were that year, right?
The Foams was, yeah, was it?
That's so crazy. Hold on. The Foams came out in 2012, I'm pretty sure, February 2012, and then.
Right, so at that time, I hadn't even, you know what I'm saying, really even done nothing. Like, I hadn't even started my project, my Don't Be Safe project with All Go Everything on it. Yeah. I hadn't even, you know what I'm saying?
I think you told me, and this is like, I don't know how much you've like said this, I always think it's an interesting story that you had told me that when you heard Spend It by 2 Chainz, that was like when you heard him rap on that song, that's when it clicked in your head and you were like, I really need to like do this shit. Like, I need to be like a rapper now, or like something like that.
That song was one of the songs that it grasped to me. And now understanding a lot better, me being a artist in this, like where I'm at now, mentally and the skill set and blah, blah, blah. It was kind of like, if I was rapping then, what that was, ooh, you could rap on this.
Mm-hmm.
You should do like a freestyle or whatever. But in my mind, I'm like, damn, I don't rap. So why is this grasping to me like this or whatever? But no, like Chainz, you know, Future, those guys were definitely like a part of that. Like, man, Atlanta is amazing. Like styles where it's like, okay, before I find myself, I'm going to probably sound like these guys because I just love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, for sure.
So bringing it back, though, to the Galaxy Foam year, and it's simultaneously when you are starting to kind of
copping, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, man.
In
so,
Memphis, they call it copping.
But no, the thing about it is, I find what really got me, like keeping me consistent, is when I got into retail.
Okay,
Ginza.
When I worked in the men's boutique and I became a stylist within that boutique, and just like fashion, just well,
you're seeing product every day, nonstop.
So once you're dealing with clothes and streetwear, you got to deal with sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm cool with Walters because I'm working across.
Explain Walters to the people.
Yeah.
Okay, Walters classic. Is, you know, Walters. Okay, so when I made my first check.
Yeah.
First working check as a kid.
Yeah.
$555.50. That was how much my first check was. I went and spent some of that money at Walters. I was 14 years old.
And Walters, explain for people who are not from Atlanta,
Walters
the
is
classic.
A sneaker, is a classic sneaker store. They're going on like 60-something years of being open. Mr. Walt passed away, bless his soul.
R.I.P.
You know, Kumite, Sean, all those guys. You know, those guys are like the Mount Rushmore of Walters, the Mount Rushmore of sneakers in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Is it safe to call Walters like the hub for the sneaker community in Atlanta?
It's no bigger sneaker company ever in Atlanta bigger than Walters.
Got it.
I'm just putting that out there. Because they stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Before you came about and disappeared, they were there.
Mm.
And when you came and left, they're still there.
Yeah.
And we're talking about them right now, and they're still there. Yeah. I just bought some Skinny Dickies from them a month ago.
Love that.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, Walters is being in the ballpark with these guys. You know, these guys been here 50 years at the time when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary. I'm right next to Athlete's Foot. Or whatever. The Athlete's Foot had 2 stores on the same street right next to my store. To the right of me was Balboa's. That was the Walters of streetwear in Atlanta.
Okay.
It was a guy named Steve, an Asian guy named Steve. He was the first guy selling Bapes and Red Monkeys.
Oh, Red Monkeys. Back in the day, big pocket.
When Jeezy was rapping about that, that's because he was shopping at Balboa's with Steve.
He was
because this guy was putting them on the drip.
And you said that, you know, you
had Red Monkeys with the bait.
Yep.
I think when you were working at Ginza, you were like camping out for the Galaxy Foams and like going to work and then like going back to the line and then going to work and like not showering. And
that
like
was the beauty of it because I was right there at my job or whatever. It's kind of like I hired a guy to stand in line for me. I did time in line or whatever. I'd go back in the store because it was cold. I'd go back in the store. Because it was February.
Yeah.
It was cold in Atlanta. I'll go
really?
Back in the store. It was cold as shit.
It gets cold in Atlanta?
As shit. It gets cold as shit.
It gets cold everywhere.
It snows
cold,
down there.
It snows?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it snows.
You never
like
seen
New
that?
York.
Yeah, you never seen that when it snows in Atlanta, everyone goes a little like
it snows like a centimeter and all the cars start coming around.
Take that joke. Much,
exactly.
Like,
they make that school's
school
closed.
Shut,
exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean.
But Tyler's still got his shorts on.
Yeah, with the black Air Force Ones.
Black Air Force One Tyler. Definitely. So I go in the store, get a little heat, you know, warmth or whatever, come back or whatever. One night I slept in the store. But when things got antsy and tense, I just stayed out there. I was like, I got to stay because
you can't risk it.
I can't risk it. You know, it's getting real crazy. People just pulling up in line. This is all during those times. I'm buying sneakers. I'm collecting. I'm flipping.
Yes.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like easy twos. You know, that's like the last year I remember making bank off of as a reseller. You know, it's like, have you ever resold sneakers? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I put kids on.
Yeah.
Into how to do it.
Where'd you sell your Yeezy 2s?
So, you know what's interesting?
Tell me.
Now that I think about it, we sold Yeezy 2s to not directly Gunner, but before Gunner was Gunner.
Yeah.
Like, his boss.
Really?
We sold him Yeezy 2s. It was this guy named Dez. Bossman Dez. That's literally his name. He's a rapper.
Yeah.
But he's a boss outside in a different world. And we sold him Yeezy 2s for like a lot of money.
Wow.
Back then. A lot of money. Just a black one. Black and pink
one. In-person meetup.
Yep. He trusted us.
Yeah.
One thing with me, my business will always, you could trust, like I'm not here for the bullshit.
Yeah.
Even when I was selling the fakes, I just wasn't aware that they were fakes. I was selling you drip.
Yeah.
I was selling you my look.
You didn't feel like you were getting over on anyone.
No, I was like, you wanted to, like, bro, I wanted.
Because you were wearing the same stuff anyway. Yeah. So it's like, I'm
wearing White Air Force Ones and I'm selling you black and pink SpongeBobs.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm wearing, you know what I'm saying? I would have them on too.
You had the SpongeBobs?
No. But I tried to. That was one of the shoes that Sneaker Man screwed me on. I was like, bro, fuck you.
Yo, what somebody disrespects you over a pair of SpongeBobs? It's, you know.
Right. That's the end all be all.
What's it like being, you know, there's a lot of rappers into sneakers, but, you know, there's a few rappers that are huge sneakerheads, and you've always been one of those guys. Like, what's that space like, one of the tastemakers in the hip-hop scene?
Well, I didn't know how it was going to go because, you know, a lot of people accentuate money with best collection.
Mm-hmm,
so it's like, if I spent this much money on stuff, I'm the best. But I didn't know if I was my taste was going to be a taste that was going to be worth something when I came into it. Mm-hmm. Because there was so many people that I looked up to.
Yeah.
Or whatever, just from the standpoint, it's like, man, they're just so much richer than me. Mm-hmm. And they got stuff. You know, it's like, I didn't mess with copper phone posits until I seen Wale wear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the truth.
Yeah. I saw him on stage wearing them once,
Yeah, right? I never owned a pair of foam posits.
I had fond memories of buying the copper foams off Nike.com. That was a moment for me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never, that those type of things, that was the reality of it. I was a true fan of it.
Let's take a quick break. Here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I want to do another quick full circle moment. I think I've told you this before, but a few years after that, not that long after that, they made an all gold foamposite. And a person who worked on that shoe at Nike has told me on multiple occasions that they made that shoe because of you.
Yes.
Because of all gold everything, because of Trinidad James. Like, they were quiet. You know, it was never a collab or anything that anybody would ever know unless you worked at Nike headquarters in Beaverton. But they were like, we put that shoe in the product line because of that guy.
But love there was that. Also that LeBron, too. Which was
the
it?
The king. The with the lions and the leopard print.
The 2K.
Yes.
The 2K 14 or whatever, so, the LeBron 12.
I was like, wow.
Where it was the exact outfit that you had on in the all gold everything video. Yeah. When you saw that, did you feel like Nike ripped me off or?
Well, you know, it's hard, man. You know, it's you go through those motions where it's like, damn, bro, like is this a coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, am I, like, you know, is this?
You have to separate yourself.
Yeah, like, it's like, I don't know, you know, because, like, for me, I deal with so many different people. Like,
yeah.
Even now, you know, we work with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we know we understand these sneaker companies. You know, even back then, it was kind of just like, man, damn. I'm doing a lot of things right, but what am I not doing right that I don't have my own collab?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you'll make something so close to me, but not give me
put
a shout.
Put your name on it. Or
like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
and you felt slighted by that? Or
A little bit, yes. Yes.
The LeBrons.
Just every time. You know, it's a lot of times that has happened after the fact of 2012.
Right.
Where it's just like, damn, that was a Trinidad. It was a Trinidad. Because I never looked for it. But, you know, the people, like my fans and, like, my peanut gallery.
They'll let you know.
Like, they'll always let you know,
Look at these motherfuckers. Look at this. And, you know, for me, it's just like, what you want me to do, guys?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like.
You look crazy if you talk
about
it.
Yeah, they're going to be like, sir.
Also, you know I could see, I feel like he's the type that would feel a tiny bit way, but this guy would never outwardly show it.
Yeah,
no. That's not the type of guy you are.
You know what I'm saying? Because It's like, I can't do. After the LeBrons, bro, you know, I was sad a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I love LeBron. And LeBron just showed me love with the music or whatever, like, to help Algo Everything even go to another level. He was one of the advocates to really push it. And then he used to show me love with the game and stuff, boom, boom, boom. So I was just like, damn, bro, you send me a pair or something, my G.
It's a LeBron 11 2K14.
Yeah. Do you have a picture?
These joints right here.
It's like a cheat.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can see it.
Yeah,
I remember
that. And I was just like, you know.
Still in stores. I see those all the time.
And that was a super limited shoe, too, where you had to, you know.
It was very tough to get.
You had to unlock it through the game, and like it was like $300 or something like that.
So I was just like, you know, in my heart, it was a part of me that I was just like, I was just disappointed because I was disappointed in Nike and LeBron. And then I was disappointed in myself that I wasn't at the right level or did the right business for them to be like a no-brainer, like, Trinidad, please be the ambassador for this shoe.
Yeah.
You know?
So let me ask you, when you All Gold Everything drops and you're accumulating fame and money, where were you shopping then outside of Atlanta? Is it when you were be on the road in New York or L.A.? Would you hit the consignment stores or what?
I think one of the reasons why even me being a part, getting the honor to be a part of you guys' show with Full Size Run and be a part of the Complex family is because, like, man, I put in my 10,000 hours of just supporting the real community.
Yeah. Yo, this dude knows a reseller in every
city?
Fucking city.
Facts, bro.
Half the time on Full Size Run,
You still use them.
All of these guys,
yeah.
These guys are run up on me or whatever, like, what's up, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's love, bro.
When we interview people on Full Size Run, oftentimes Trinidad will ask about the resellers in the city that they're from, and now I'm realizing it's just, a lot of that is just personal research for himself, where
I want to go to that
city and I want to know who to get the shoes from.
But it's like a story that I don't think we've even like talked about much is like, you know, your involvement in sneakers and all that. Like when you first came on Full Size Run, we had, you know, the show had started to catch on a little bit. We had like a new set, like it looked professional. I remember you just hitting me. I had met you once with Dre, but I don't think we even remember each other. Exactly. It was that Complex Con.
Dre from Project Blitz.
Yeah. And you're just like, and at the time you were just like, hey, I'm Nick. You weren't even like, hey, I'm Trinidad. You were in like that whole movie mode of like, I'm not being like a rapper. I'm just like, I'm Nick. Nice to meet you. And I think it was outside the Pharrell concert at Complex Con.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I think we had done a few episodes, like, you know, had done a bit of views, and he just DMs me out of the blue, be like, hey, I want to be on your show.
Yeah.
Just like, he wanted to do it himself. And I'm like, hit up, you know, people at the time, be like, hey, Trinidad James just hit me up and wants to be on Full Size Run. Do we want to do that? And they're like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you hit me up. I'm like, yo, where you at, bro? And you're like, oh, fuck, I got to do the show. And he was out partying the night before. And he shows up in the same.
This guy's been known to party a little bit, but so we all have.
But then we do the show, and then we leave. And I remember, like, me and you went to Shake Shack and just had, like, lunch and, like, talked about shit.
This is crazy. Where the fuck was I? You never introduced yourself to me. I never got the invite
where
to
were
Shake
you?
Shack.
You were at the vegan
but then we
spot.
Leave. But then we leave, and then Rich had left as the other host, and we had put out there that we were, you know, looking for a new host, and you hit me up and you're like, hey, Chief, you needed like a new co-host for the show, like it, but it was like you genuinely wanting to be a part of this space.
It wasn't
like people
so well.
It wasn't like people trying to put Trinidad in all these positions and like make it work. It was like, no, this guy really wants to do the sneaker stuff, and we haven't really talked about that before, but I think it's good to put out there to let people know this is what you want to do.
Also, as an aside, now that we're talking about your guys' show, when I did your show, my mom, who watches like everything, you know, It was like, I really love that Trinidad guy. I love that.
But you actually
Trinidad
hit us up.
Didn't
too.
Say anything about Welty, yeah. but did say.
Actually, thank you. And you thank no, you. No, no, no. You hit did me
she,
up.
She said that.
No, he sent an email that weekend. Actually, I forgot about this. Joe actually sent an email to, I think, me and Brendan, and he goes, Trinidad's really good on the show. You guys should consider having him on as like an ongoing segment. And
it's true.
It's just funny how it all kind of worked out.
Full circle.
My mom, also a Trinidad James fan.
Is she?
Man, that's my dog. That, yeah. His mom helps me out with curriculum stuff. She's so smart.
Nice. Bringing it back, though, so resellers in every city you got, and that's what you were copping. Like, you had everything at the time.
Yes, man. Look, yes, I spent money with everybody, man. That's where I came from. Mm-hmm. You know, like in Atlanta, like I really showed people how to do it. My buddy, Jason Ross, who was my first road manager, you know, like he worked in Atlee's Foot. I worked in Ginza right next to Atlee's Foot or whatever, you know, and like, I mean, it was just like, we got this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you need? Mm-hmm. You know, and like, that's how we ended up selling the shoes to Gunner's Guy.
Got it.
Or whatever, because Jason
not
was,
fakes.
Not fakes. Like, Yeezy 2s, real ones.
Yeah.
You know what
out
I'm saying?
Out of Walters?
No, where did we get those from? I think we got it from our Standard.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, standing shout out to Eric yep. and those guys. You know, it's really amazing that you brought that up, what you're bringing up yeah. too, you know, because Conceited, when you guys did Conceited,
yeah.
that's what put you guys on my radar, because Conceited kept popping up on Nice Kicks for like
celebrity stock,
sneaker stalker thing. Yeah. And I was just like, bro, who the fuck is this dude, bro? like, you know what I'm saying, full soccer, I was like, I had stopped being on there. Because I stopped posting so much shoes, and I just stopped being on there or whatever. And then I would go pay attention from time to time. And I seen Conceited on there, and yeah. I was just like,
going
who
crazy
is this?
With every PD.
Yeah, I was just like, damn, who is this guy? Who's this guy? Mm-hmm. I still didn't check to go see who he was. And then I seen him pop up on your guy's show.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, who is this guy? And secondly, what is this show at Complex?
Yeah.
I looked at the show, and when I seen that show, I had got to a point where I felt like, you know what? I need to reach out to Complex.
Love that.
You know, to see what's going on. Honestly, I wanted to see where Complex was going to, how they were going to be with the culture. Because I yep. felt like I really had a true opinion yeah. of, you know, from Cam James, my own sneaker show,
yep.
stuff
yep.
like that. Like
remember
I,
that?
You know, like
Gold Gang TV.
Yeah, you know, like I really had a perspective and a hold on the culture because nobody was doing it. Mm. And so like, you know, when I left that space alone and started seeing new sneaker things pop up, I didn't like all of it. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know if people were doing it for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, so before I knew Joe, I didn't know Joe mm-hmm. what Joe, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like if he really cared, or if he was just a guy who was just like, they
just
put
a pretty
to do
face.
Be a host.
Just a pretty face.
It's a pretty, exactly. Just
Cary Grant the, looking at us.
Oh my God.
The cleft palate.
There she goes.
So much.
There he goes.
The classic
it actor. Took us to the minute 40, but there he is.
Put Humphrey Bogart in there.
It's funny, too, because one of the moments that, you know, we kind of all, like, you know, noticed you again in the sneaker space was right around that time where it's like, you and Jordy, what's his
Jordy
name?
Geller. Yo, Jordy I wanted Geller. To ask you about this.
You got Dame Dash's like sneaker collection that he right? had found in like a storage locker, and you guys shot a video where you like sold it off or whatever.
Crazy.
I bought a pair from that.
Did you?
How did you get involved with that? I have a pair of Dame Dash's sneakers in my house.
The whole thing about it is that once you start purchasing and buying stuff with all these different people.
Jordy Geller, friends, the Shoezeum.
They're friends. Oh. Shoezeum.
He got it. Everything.
People reach out. People yeah. are like, hey man, look. Because people talk.
Yep.
Or whatever. And I do good business with everybody.
His hand was dangerously close to the knife.
I
he
do
still
good.
Has a supreme yeah. knife on
just
the table.
In case. You never know.
Never
what's coming
know.
Through.
Well,
it's
he crazy.
Yep.
yep. You know, but, you know, like, bro, honestly, off of good business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how the Shoezeum came about. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he's a very, very super humble and timid type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, you know. And he doesn't deal with everybody because he has one of the craziest collections. You know, and he, you know, it's just him and his wife.
Right.
You know, so he has to be safe because, you know, people will kill for collections like that.
Yes.
And so he had just heard from numerous people that he trusted, like, yo, this Trinidad dude is like a respectful guy mm-hmm. or whatever. And he's doing a show that, my Cam James show,
yeah.
that helped a lot too. So, like, to go back to what you said, Joe, yeah. you know, the me purchasing with everybody.
Yeah.
On the consignment level of things at mom and pop shops.
Yep.
And then me doing the Camp James and the guests that I was bringing, or whatever, people was like, nah, this dude is really, I'm not even thinking about being Trinidad James.
Yeah.
You were
yeah.
genuinely into sneakers.
Yeah, it's like, bro, I did 5 days for some fucking faux pas.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? And I didn't resell. Like, I still have that shoe.
Don't you feel like, you know, sometimes I take a step back. Isn't it great that for someone who's been so ingrained in kind of the quote unquote culture. And I know that when people say that, it's kind of like
cringy.
Yeah, cringy. But to see that you have your own show now and
his own show.
You have your show with those other two guys, and
I love that.
Isn't it great though? Like to be from the beginning, the shoe man era, and now to have your show and to touch an audience that is so engaged. Isn't that like? Is it one of the most kind of exciting things of your career?
It's fulfilling, man. It's one of the most fulfilling things to happen when you start looking at things from that full circle.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do take it for granted where I forget to look at it from full circle.
Yep.
I look at it as like, man, we're trying to get the best guest.
Yes.
I need the next best guest.
The pressure we put on ourselves.
Then we talked about it, but then we're at ComplexCon in front of like 1,000 people on stage with Allen Iverson talking about sneakers, and it's like, crazy. What is going on right now?
Yep. No, for real. So, but the person that helps me really see the perspective from time to time outside of you guys when we talk about it is my mother.
Mm.
Because my mother's had to deal with me over the years just spending bad money on sneakers.
Right.
Her never understanding the point. Mind you, when I didn't have good shoes was because my parents didn't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't convince them that like, this I can't means anything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember my pops buying white and black 12 taxis.
Yeah.
Air Max 95, the first time they came out, the neon color, like the classic 95 joint. And not buying me a pair, just bought himself a pair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my pops.
And now how are they reacting to this?
And so now my parents, they're the ones that put things into perspective for me, whereas like, man, you finally made drip make sense to me.
I love that.
Or you played the long game where it's like all of a sudden it's all making sense for you now in your career.
And you know, I don't know if I would tell kids to do it the way that I did it because I spent a lot of time and money to finally, you know, we got the couch. We got, you know what I'm saying? Yep. We got our voice in this shit.
Yep.
You know, we could walk in ComplexCon and let our nuts hang a little bit.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Respectfully. You know what I'm saying?
Always respectfully.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we could go to Jordan Brand. We can go to this, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's cool, too, like, working with you on this and just, like, you know, it's not that you never stopped working, but it feels like, you know, since we've been doing Full Size Run and we've been out here, it just feels like I just see you doing all these things now. It feels like you're really, really focused with, like, music and writing and you're in Uncut Gems and it's like it's cool like as your friend and as a co-host to see you do all these other things and just piggyback off of it and kind of like ride that like weight.
It's an amazing second act. For people who know you, you can't not be happy for someone like you. And
thank you, bro.
And popping up in Uncut Gems with Lakeith and that scene with my boy Greg Yuna, like
I was waiting for that for so long.
I didn't know about that.
Oh my God.
The only thing I saw him wear was the Uncut Gems coach's jacket. I was like, wow, his plug is crazy. Then I'm screening the movie and he's there.
He's in a scene with The Weeknd and you're like, Jesus. A
very dope scene. And seeing you at the Adidas, was it the Adidas event?
For the soccer jersey premiere?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
anyways,
a tale of two guests at the Adidas. But seeing you and hitting the woo at the end of the runway, like, you are a dude who we root for. And
you had your own booth at ComplexCon, you know what I mean? Like, you're selling your own merch with the Brownstone guys who are doing their own
thing. Shout out to them.
Yes. I mean, guys, I mean, first of all, thank you, man.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for the acknowledgement. I used to always think that acknowledgement is just like, I don't need to hear the acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, bro, I appreciate it. I need that acknowledgement.
Right.
I need that sometimes because when I get, my spirit gets down, I get mentally tired and like depressed.
Yep.
Or like, just like, damn, bro, I'm doing all this shit that everybody's seeing me doing. And it's just like, damn, sometimes you walk into a room, like, oh, damn, Alco, everything was dope. It's like, dude, I just did 7 million other things.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, this acknowledgement goes a long way, and I truly appreciate it. And the cool thing about it is that, once again, fashion and sneakers has still been the reason why all those things has opened up for me.
Because you've been authentic in the culture. It's like we weren't trying to say that. It's just like there's only like a handful of guys, and it's not to call anyone else out, but it's just like there's only been a handful of guys within the sneaker space who you're like, you really are like a sneaker person. Like, you know, yourself, Wale, Clark Kent, Dom Kennedy, like all those guys where you're like, these people aren't doing sneakers to gain more attention in the limelight. It's like, no, you're just a sneaker guy who happened to become a famous rapper.
Yes, for sure. Yes, it's been incredible.
We've been on some trips together.
Yes, we have. I mean,
damn, I need to be a little more involved in the trips. I feel like I'm
Dubai. These guys went to Malaysia. Yo,
that was like one of the first. I feel like the first crazy moments for us. And I know you've been on all these trips, but the three of us. No, the three of us being like, dude, we're in fucking Dubai man.
Actually, one of the. You don't know how stressed, man. We could talk about Dubai for a week, but we didn't think you were gonna make it because this dude told us that he missed his flight
It was crazy.
So,
I did, man.
So you actually missed the flight?
No. I caught it. I was the last person to get on the plane.
Okay, so we were so sure there was a moment where we thought you'd missed it.
No, but he told us he missed it, too.
Yeah, fucking with y'all, yeah.
He told us he missed it. So everybody organizing the show. So we went out to Seoul DXB in 2018. They flew us out there. We did a little live version of Full Size Run. Love all the fans out there.
Shout out.
And we were stressed because we didn't think Trinidad was going to make it. And organizers were asking us, like, what's up with Trinidad? What's his status? And I was like, yeah, he's on his way. And I thought I was lying to them. And then when I fucking saw you on IG posting with the fucking Emirati... Nail art,
yeah.
The flag.
As soon as you see that nail, you know he's hit. You know he's
and you touched out.
He's on time for the plane.
I was so
and
relieved.
He's ready.
I'd never been so like relieved and like happy that we were all there together. We had such a great time. You know, fucking 4 a.m. drinking tea in restaurants, eating fucking.
Damn,
I'm getting FOMO.
We
had some really good curry out there too.
Nah, seriously, man. Like it was a good time. Shout out to all our friends out there that we made. I tell people when I'm not at Complex, I don't want to do this show without my guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's a power in team.
Yep.
You know, it's a power in believing in the man to the right of you, the man to the left of you. You know, you got to have faith in your brand. And I feel very honored to be able to have a voice that we can share. And it speaks volumes to so many people. The amount of people that came up to me during All-Star that just passed in Chicago that I was at, it's balancing out with, like, my new music like, bro, Full Size.
Woo-woo, available now, streaming everywhere,
baby. It's all coming together at once.
Yeah,
well,
I've been preaching this for so long because all I wanted kids to do, I was like, man, we got to stop getting boxed in.
Yes.
Just because you're really good at rapping, that don't mean you can't be really good at acting and designing and, you know what I'm saying? Like, be a savant. Be an EGOT. You know what I'm saying? Be more than just what they box you into.
Definitely.
And I feel I want to always lead by action more than talking. That's why you being close to me, you're like, damn, this dude is doing so much things. Yeah. But I don't talk about it because it's like, bro, all that talking slow, I need to be doing more. Yes.
But I think it's crazy because I remember we were having that conversation, like we're eating Shake Shack, and it was like, you were like, yo, it was right around the time where, like, Joe Budden was doing, Everyday Struggle or whatever. And you, like, I think you had seen that, like, oh, he used to rap, but now he's kind of finding a way to pivot in his career. And you were kind of like, my boys are telling me that maybe I should do something
like
that.
He's, like, a big inspiration to you, right?
He's a dope. I mean, he's dope, dude. Like, to see his...
We need him on the show. We need him on Full Size.
His second act has been great. Like,
incredible.
He's just great at what he does.
He has a voice for this, man.
And he doesn't stop. He doesn't stop now. You saw, like, he's doing State of the Culture. He's doing the pull-up with Big Sean. Great.
Doing
and
the podcast.
Of course, the podcast too. What a great second act.
Do not limit yourself. You know, that if there's anything that I would like somebody to take from this particular segment of you guys' podcast, it's just that, man, I refuse to limit myself. And I know it's a lot of things that I do that people don't know that I do. And I feel that, sometimes the best things in life are the things that you got to go do search for.
Yeah.
You know, when you search for something, you get and you like it, you love it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to just getting handed to you. When we get some free drip, we love it.
All right.
Virgil sent Off-White 5s for free.
Hey, listen, I'll take it.
He did?
No, I'm saying if he does, it's great.
But
sometimes you got to drop a rack on him.
Yep.
And it's like, all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't think we can understand because people who don't know, Trinidad actually has his own desk in the Complex office.
Yes.
And like, you're only here like once a week. A lot of people always hit us up and they're like, why isn't Trinidad in these videos? We're like, he doesn't work here. Like, he just comes to shoot the show, but you're not like here like
correct
for whatever for the, the whole week. But you still do have a desk.
Yes.
And
yes.
You still get a lot of boxes sent to that desk. And there's just like a pile of like Grail sneakers just sitting there.
Just getting up there. But that's literally Joe. Like Joe, so that's the Kobe in me, RP Kobe. That's that Kobe coming out there because it's like when I first got here, I was sitting right behind Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this motherfucker just got these heaters, heaters.
What was it?
Everything. What do you mean? Like if you walk past Joe's desk.
Nothing in particular.
It's like, it looks like the Flight Club case or whatever, just chilling at his desk, unopened.
Did you see my desk?
It's okay. It looks okay.
Like a clearance sale, but no, just kidding. You got heat. I got some joints.
Yeah, you know, but so it was just like the competition in me. It was just like, man, I got to get my shit together, man. Like, I love drip too.
But I think you even said that too, where it's kind of like that kind of inspiring element when you're when like you come in the office and we're all you just have the energy of all of
great
us
energy
in there, and it's like we're all like talking shit and trying to like out-compete each other.
Not to get too in the weeds or too kind of like transparent, but like a lot of people always say like, hey, will you only do sneaker shopping? Will you just be the sneaker shopping person at Complex? And it's like, no, I will never. I love the office energy. Mm-hmm. I love being in the office. That is like the thing that, listen, I love doing sneaker shopping. I love shooting the show. But being in the office around positive energy for my sanity and just like the relationships I have is something that I always value. And definitely, you know, there's been times where you're in the office and something's going on in pop culture or a new album, and I know that we're blasting the new album, and it's
or the two of you dancing together in the middle of the bullpen.
Going to football.
Yep, exactly.
Going to football with Joe in the office.
Exactly, and that's something that I always value, so.
That's my Uncle Rico moment right
there. All right, well, Trinidad, thank you so much for coming through. So glad to have you. Woo Woo, the single is out, available everywhere now.
What else you got coming on the way?
My new album drops February 28th.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
who we got on that?
Do you have a title?
Black Filter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely
who's February 28th? Any of the features you can
What's it called? I'll give you two of them.
Okay.
Big Crit and Saha.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair.
Two sneaker guys as well themselves.
Of course, culture guys.
Yeah. Love it. And you guys could check these three every Thursday at 6 p.m. full size run on the Soul Collector YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much for
full size.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is the Complex Sneakers Podcast, available everywhere Friday mornings. We'll see you next week.
Woo!
Our producer is Shiva Bayet. Sound engineering done by Craig Clayton. Special thanks to Dave Matthews and Jennifer Stewart. The Complex Sneakers Podcast is a production of the Complex Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.